What do you think, ma'am? Do you think he's a Nancy boy?
You're a fancy boy, aren't you, Johnny?
Mm-hmm. Uh-oh, we've got an out-of-date traffic report.
Somebody's...
Oh, man. Oh, God. Now what the hell's going on? Now who's this? Hello.
This is William Conrad.
Oh, nothing makes him angrier.
Everybody upset. You've got Big Bill.
No accident.
Well, go check it out.
I just did.
I don't believe you. I'm having people telling me that there was a head-on collision between two semis, for crying out loud.
Cannonball.
Cannonball?
What's his name?
Who are we talking about?
William Conrad.
Oh.
The big guy.
Bring me the traffic an hour later. Bring it to me, not at all. The Queen accepts no audience today. Depart, I say, one and all.
That was beautiful.
Thank you. Wait.
Ladies and gentlemen. Presenting Her Royal Majesty.
Something. All hail, all
saints. There she goes, Her Royal Majesty.
Wouldn't I have been a great Queen of England?
Oh, my
really?
God.
No, I'm serious.
Oh, heaven help us.
I would have randomly chopped the heads off of everyone.
Yeah,
that tower would have been chock full.
Say, folks, does your car have
crack.
Like or a ding, possibly in the windshield? Novus can repair it in 30 minutes or less or install a brand new windshield with same-day service.
I have two.
Dial 1-800-55-NOVUS for the shop nearest you.
You're a boy, and boys and oft times in relationships are, that's their domain is the automotive domain. When is it when can I get this crack fixed? He keeps telling me I have to wait.
She really opens herself up, doesn't she? Huh?
You know what I mean. That? It goes the length of the window, and I just don't care for that.
Don't worry about it. You'll
really?
Be okay. Yeah, just leave it. Can you see through it?
It drives me crazy.
Well, that's why we're advertising Novus. Now, what did I just recommend?
So, would you say that I should violate the mandate around my home that the man is in charge of the automobiles and go ahead and just have the window fixed myself?
All it is a phone call and they'll come right out and do it. It doesn't make any difference of what gender you are. And besides, do you know that driving with a crack in your windshield is, you can be cited for that?
Okay, there you go.
Faulty equipment.
All right, that's it.
Okay.
It's now being handled. Right. And I'm going to tell Gruntner that it was your idea.
Sure, that's fine.
Okay.
What's the problem with that? You mean like there would be hell
to
pay?
Cuffs.
What, because you had your car?
I guess there was almost a throwdown at Kell's on Saturday night with you-know-who.
No,
don't name any names, but you know who. I'll fight you then. Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, sure.
No kidding.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I always, every time I've been around him and he's just got an absolutely stinkhammer bush loogie blotto, he's been really...
Well, nobody looked at him cross-eyed then. You can't look at the guy's Irish. He'll come after you.
Well, he didn't go looking for trouble, but he didn't back down then.
He's no Scotch. He's Irish. This gentleman writes, wouldn't it make a beautiful, profound statement if we gather all of Seattle's public art, melt it down, and turn it into a leg-gripping bear trap or AK-47?
Yeah, or a big belt buckle.
Madam Fabulina, as proud as you are of your new self-title, Harpy, I thought you might like to know that a harpy is much more than a woman with the head of a buzzard. It's backwards, buddy, the buzzard with the head of a woman. Indeed, the harpy's original job was to carry the souls of the dead into hell. And that's why I say I'm very proud of my new title as Harpy.
It's exactly 5 o'clock. We have some friends in the studio with us who would like to hear Lynyrd Skynyrd. Who are you, folks?
This is Henry Fonda.
This is Barbara Stanwyck.
This is Spencer Tracy.
And this is Judy Holliday.
Well
then if it's so,
you came to the right place.
Five beans, or bells, rather.
Bell peapods. Or five spiny fish skeletons pecked by buzzards. 7 minutes after 5 o'clock, a lady took her pooch to the vet. She sensed something was wrong, not really sure what. The veterinarian extricated from the innards of the dog a pair of lacy ladies' underpants.
Shut up.
That was fine. The only problem was they didn't belong to the...
lady,
and when Mr. Lady came home, he had some splaining to do.
Say, Robin and Mater, isn't it time for Crime Beat 2001?
Oh, why not?
Sadly, I am here to tell you that Dateline Olympia, Washington, 5 arrested a gooey duck poaching ring.
A story incredible but true.
I know. That's what they use for clam chowder, so it could be big business.
Whoa!
There's another bullseye from News Marksman John Maynard.
Gary.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Hey, I was calling about the April Fool's thing.
Well, we were going to dedicate the show Friday to it, but you can be our little, you know, our little preview. What do you got?
Oh, cool.
Okay, wait a second. Now, I'm going to allow you two more and three uhs, so get them out.
You buy a lotto ticket for Wednesday's drawing with the winning numbers from Saturday.
Good gag.
And give it to your spouse, you know, with the printout from Saturday.
Gary.
That is absolutely cruel.
Yeah, my brother-in-law did that.
Yes, Gary. Very good.
Oh, man, Gary.
Gary, you take my breath away.
My.
Well, you know, white and
right. Right. I understand, Gary. Thank you for phoning. That is the kind of stuff
Gary,
we had in mind.
You'll find him dangling, impaled by the spear of the demon.
I would kill him.
Yeah. Excuse me. Yes. Hello.
Hello. This is the MCI operator calling with a collect call. I have itty bitty little binky boy Blue on the line. Will you accept the charges?
Yes, ma'am. We will. Put him through, please. Thank you very much.
That's absolutely maddening. Hello.
Hello.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Guess what?
What's that?
Pig's ass is pork.
What? Where are you, Roy? Are you on the street somewhere? What, do you have a steel drum band there?
How can a seal be a beaver?
I don't know.
How
could that happen, Robin?
Is it genetic engineering of some sort?
I wonder. What does that have to do with anything?
That's the clue. How could it still be a beaver?
Where are you?
Roy!
Get back! Jody.
Hello.
I like it when they ask Jody, you know, Lolita says, what do you do? She says, I'm a kept woman.
Are you, Jody?
I am.
Wow, it sounds good. It sounds as though it's working for me.
I envy you, Jody. It sounds lovely. What's your favorite daytime programming?
Don't really watch any.
Good for you.
Good.
Once in a while, I watch that Animal Planet Emergency Vet.
Has the Weimaraner with the lady's underpants ever been on?
You know, I haven't seen that one.
But you heard the story.
Yeah, I heard that story. Yeah. That's not good.
No.
That's expensive surgery, too.
Unless the vet just got a tiny little...
Oh, that's right. He got... Yeah, that's true. Well, yeah. Yeah.
A little frill of lace and just yanked.
Ooh, yeah.
Well, ouch.
I don't want to.
Jody.
Yes?
How many clues have you heard? There have been a total of four to this particular location.
I think I've heard three.
And have you deduced through
the
clues?
I think it might be Miami.
Miami.
Yeah.
Miami. And you heard today's clue?
Yeah.
The clue being?
How do you turn a seal into a beaver?
What does that have to do with Miami? I'm curious.
I couldn't figure that out at all, but I heard the steel drum in the background, and it kind of fit with what I was thinking.
Don't pay any attention to where he is. He could be anywhere and, you know, doing any...
Only follow the clues.
Just follow the clues.
Jody says Miami.
Sounds.
Is it Miami?
You have given the wrong answer again, Buster.
Bummer.
Now, I must take you down to the basement. Do you know what happens in the basement?
It does.
Down to the basement we go.
Mm-hmm.
Pokey pokey.
Watch out.
Ouch.
Hang on the line, Jody. We'll get your 250 for you. News time ahead. Dead or Alive coming up. The Robin and Maynard Show featuring... Well, he was voted the third ugliest rock star in the nation. I don't agree with it, but here he is, Steven Tyler and Aerosmith.
Olé!
Rick Jones here with a sponsorship reminder. Ah, God damn it. 1-800-DIVORCE connects you to Goldberg Jones, okay?
Outstanding.